Hello, and welcome to Tavern Chat. I'm in one of those funks, folks. I don't know how long this episode's going to be. It's not often that I find myself for a lack of words, but here it goes. James Smith. Blogger, news guy, releases and such, over at Dreams of Mythic Fantasy, passed yesterday. I just found out about it tonight. James, when the OSR erupted with a shit ton of bloggers, James was there, and he was one of the bigger guns and was constantly updating folks on new releases to see what was coming out. And he was non-drama. James was quite simply non-drama. He went silent offline for a while. Dreams of Mythic Fantasy, when the tavern was fairly new, it's where I went to see what was being released and to cherry pick which I thought my community would be interested in. And I communicated with James a couple of times, comment on blog posts, I think email once or twice. So the news that James passed was kind of surprising, shocking to me. I mean, he missed the March 30th update. I'm looking at his blog right now. And I guess that would mean the April 6th, 7th update. Because he was updating it once a week now, and it was supported by his Patreon. And, wow. He was a good people. He was one of those people in the OSR, like I said, avoided controversy. And just, did his shit, and he was graceful while he did it. And when he went silent for those years, I greatly missed it. It was a damn shame. So, Dreams of Mythic Fantasy is his blog. There is over on forevermyths.com, James Albert Smith, they have the obituary. I don't know if I can read it all. When I did the blog post earlier today, I actually had tears coming out of my face because the gentleman was 50 years old. 50 years old. Born July 22nd, 1968. Born in Tennessee, passed in Alabama. James Albert Smith Jr. passed away peacefully on Wednesday, April 10th, 2019, in Alabaster, Alabama, at the age of 50. He grew up and attended school in Mobile, Alabama. Was it Mobile? He's been a resident of Montevallo, Alabama, for 15 years and was self-employed. He was a loving father who enjoyed old school gaming, internet blogging, reading, and listening to classic rock. His favorite pastime was playing Dungeons and Dragons with his son. He survived by his sons, his mother, two sisters, two brother-in-laws, several nieces and nephews. As I'm doing this, it's April 11th. A celebration of his life will take place on Saturday, April 20th at Living Hope Church in Saraland, Alabama, 10 a.m. Like I said, I'm very personally touched by this. So, I don't know. Yes, Donka. Apparently, Donka's touched by it too. James was one of the good ones. James's return was spot on. I was so happy to see it. I was an early backer of his Patreon. And I wish James the rest he deserves. And I have prayers for his family. I guess I should have warned, I guess, ahead of time that this was going to be a bit of a downer. But it is what it is. It is what it is. All right, folks. Listen, it's going to be it's a short episode. I'll hopefully I'll be back to normality tomorrow. Again, it hits home. I'm a year older, right? A year older than James, and yet he passed. And he was too young to pass. All right, folks. As always, God bless. Keep James and his family in your prayers if you can. And if you're not religious, just have some good thoughts to send his way. All right, folks. I will talk with you all on the flip side tomorrow.